Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Season with Saj podcast. It is I, your host, Sajida Dahlia, and I have finally crawled out of the hole that I put myself in. I'm back, I'm happy, I'm energetic, and I'm ready to record. I have a lineup of episodes that I'm going to be recording for you guys, and inshallah, I'm going to be releasing back to back. I asked a bunch of you on the Instagram account what you wanted me to talk about, and a lot of you came through and gave your suggestions, and I have noted them and I have begun research on a few of them, and inshallah I'm going to record them and upload them weekly. No more excuses, no more excuses. Today we are going to be talking about boundaries and navigating boundaries. Last week, or a couple of weeks ago, or a month ago, I can't really pinpoint the date or the time. I saw something online. A lady was talking and she said, before I say it, I just want to let you guys know that it's not exactly what she said because I can't remember exactly what she said, but this is quite similar to what she said, okay? So the thing is, when someone offends you or carries out an action that triggers you, I guess. The only reason why you got angry is because the person crossed your boundary. And this actually got to me, and I realized that this is so true because I was having a conversation with a few of my friends, and we were talking about fighting back and anger. And I told my friend that, look, me, I don't get angry at unnecessary things anymore because anger is an emotion that hurts you. It doesn't really hurt the other person. If you choose to be angry at someone, you're the one that is thinking about it. You're the one that is feeling terrible. Not like terrible, but then the emotion is overwhelming you, not the other person. You being angry at another person doesn't really affect the other person, it only affects you. And then I told them, I honestly just choose not to be angry because you can choose where you put your energy in and where you do not put your energy in. And anger is just something I choose not to subscribe to anymore. So back to crossing of boundaries. Majority of the time, we do not even realize that people have crossed our boundaries because we haven't defined our boundaries. We haven't clearly defined what is acceptable and what is not in the relationships we have with the people around us. And this is why self-reflection is very, very important because we need to spend time understanding what makes us feel comfortable, safe, and respected. We need to sit and think about the times where we felt our boundaries were crossed and how it made us feel. And this is the first step to actually clearly defining your boundaries and saying, okay, this is what I don't like and this is what I like. And when someone does this, I'm going to take a step back. Majority of the time, people do not even realize that they've crossed your boundaries because you have failed to communicate clearly to them that these are your boundaries and these are not your boundaries. And honestly, can you blame them? There's this particular thing I used to say before when someone does something to me, and you know this phrase, see finish, and it has something to do with see finish, and someone does it to me and it actually pisses me off, it makes me angry. I'll just be like, honestly, I don't blame you because I let it happen. And that got me thinking, and I realized that people only cross your boundaries when you let them. But then for some people, they are very aware of your boundaries because you've communicated it with them, but then they still cross it. And that is a they problem because that just means they have problems with boundaries. A majority of the time, they're just trying to get a reaction out of you and they're trying to trigger you. I know a lot of you have experienced this when setting boundaries. People might call you selfish, that, oh, you're making it all about yourself, blah, blah, blah. You're trying to get attention, you're an attention seeker. But then honestly, it's not that. You're just looking out for yourself, and that is very, very important. Like when you're trying to communicate with people and you're trying to be direct when setting boundaries, you're obviously going to be straightforward. For example, if you and your friends are making plans to go out, and then all of a sudden you realize it's not going to work for you, maybe you want to study, or maybe you're physically drained and emotionally drained, and you just need space to unwind and relax and get yourself back to your old self. You might say something like, oh, I can't hang out with you guys today. I actually just need time to myself. And if your friends are people that don't understand boundaries, they'll most likely be like, oh, why are you making it all about yourself? Everyone has agreed to do this. Why are you all of a sudden backing out? All those things, all those side comments. And that's actually really rude. And it just shows how they don't respect your boundaries even one bit. Because sometimes you have to put yourself first, and you did that in that situation, and they just didn't understand where you were coming from and they choose to act out in that situation. And that's really bad. But then at the end of the day, you're not hurting anyone. You can always reschedule the plans with your friends if they're willing to. That's why it's very important to pick and choose your friends wisely. You should have that sense of mutual respect in all your friendships. I always say this, when you and someone know one another well enough and you understand each other, then along the line you get to understand one another's boundaries and you know where to cross and where not to cross. So when things like this come up, when you put the focus on your feelings and your needs, your friends wouldn't really deep it that much because they know, yes, it's time for you to prioritize yourself. I don't know what you're dealing with, but if this is going to help with you going and doing your own thing, then that is totally fine. Again, I'm going to say this, it is very important to be clear and direct when communicating your boundaries to people. Don't beat around the bush and say things like, oh, you know this, you know that. No, they don't know. They don't know. Tell them, I feel very uncomfortable with the way you're acting right now. I don't want to do this with you. I do not want to go out today. I'm tired. Use I when you're communicating your boundaries because I keeps the focus on your feelings and needs, and that's very important. Because when they are going to communicate their own boundaries to you, they're not going to use things like you because it's not about you, it's going to be about them as well. If there's one thing I've realized about a lot of people is they have a problem with saying no to others. I want to reassure you guys that it's totally okay to say no if something makes you uncomfortable or infringes your personal time and space. You don't always have to have this need to provide a detailed explanation to people. Like this thing that Burna Boy said, you can explain to I know every dance. When you say no and you have a valid reason for it, no means no. You don't have to explain anything to anyone. They'll ask you why. I obviously wouldn't say no if I had no reason for it. So me saying no is an explanation on its own. I've said a lot about our own boundaries and setting them, but then how about respecting other people's boundaries? I also mentioned how people may see us as setting boundaries as selfish, but then what actually is selfish is you expecting people to respect your own boundaries and you not respecting other people's boundaries. We need to learn to listen actively. We need to pay attention to what others are comfortable with and respect their limits, just as we want ours to be respected. Sometimes paying attention is not even enough because we are not mind readers. So we need to learn to ask questions. You need to ask, does this make you uncomfortable? Am I crossing a boundary? You could say things like, is it okay if I do so, 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 and so thing? How do you feel about these? Open a dialogue that allows people to express their preferences and limits. And these are little things we can do to avoid misunderstanding. And it shows people that we respect their needs and their boundaries. And also, the same way you will say no to someone and expect them to take it as a complete answer is the same way you should learn to accept no. If someone tells you no, rather than pushing for an explanation or trying to negotiate, let it be. Let it stay as a no because you wouldn't want someone to push for an explanation. So why are you pushing for an explanation? When you let it be, it shows them that you respect their decisions and their autonomy. I'm going to say this and I want you guys to listen attentively. I mentioned earlier that people only cross your boundaries when you let them. When someone crosses your boundary, you let it be, you don't address it, and that's really wrong. You're giving them the opportunity to keep crossing your boundaries. They are going to walk all over you. As soon as you feel like your boundary has been crossed, you address the issue immediately. I'm not asking you to fight or be aggressive. You address it directly and calmly. In situations like this, I would not advise you to be too verbose with your explanation. Try your best to keep it succinct. Explain how the action made you feel and reinstate your values. I know this may not be easy for you if you're someone who lacks self-confidence, but then that is why it's very important to have really good people around you that you trust, that you can seek advice from and support from. Respecting boundaries isn't just about avoiding stepping over lines. It's a skill that helps in creating respectful, nurturing relationships and maintaining a healthy self-image. It's not another one of those skills that you can just pick up and dump when you feel like I don't need it anymore. No, it's a skill that will benefit you throughout your life. And yes, navigating boundaries can be challenging. Not everything is easy, but it is an essential part of growing up. Everyone eventually is going to learn how to navigate their boundaries, sooner in life or later in life. But by establishing and maintaining healthy boundaries, you're defining your personal space, your beliefs and values, while also learning to respect those of others. Well, that is all I have for you guys today. I really hope you enjoyed the episode. And boundaries have been something I have struggled with setting when I was in secondary school. But then now I have learned how to make my boundaries clear, how to state them to other people, and also in the same process, respecting other people's boundaries. Because we're all for peace. We're all for peace to reign, and we're all for mutual respect. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you guys. And don't forget to email me if you have any questions, or message me at the Season with Sage Podcast Instagram account. And I hope you enjoyed the rest of your day. Bye!